Jordan Peterson said, do one thing every day for a year and see what happens. After working my podcast every day for just 2 months, I've gained over 3 million views across all social media channels. I've got over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. I've got over 4,000 plus watch hours, which means I can get monetized already. And I've secured some of my dream guests, such as SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and Nat Geo wildlife filmmaker Bertie Gregory. And I'm going to show you the exact ways that you can start working on your podcast every day and become consistent at podcasting so you can 10x your podcast growth and fulfill your dream of becoming a pro podcaster in no time. First, we're going to cover how you can post content multiple times a day to become consistent. Second, we're going to cover the most important task to do every single week to achieve this. And also, we're going to cover some other habits, tactics, and tasks you need to do throughout the week that will allow you to be consistent and get consistent exponential growth on your podcast, even if you're just starting out. These are all the tactics I use and behaviors I do every single day and every single week that's allowed me to be consistent at growing my show and achieve my dreams of becoming a pro podcaster, even from my bedroom. So first, we need to create 2 weeks worth of consistent content in 3 hours. And how do we do this? This sounds like a bit of an ask and sounds like a complete scam, but trust me, I can do this and I do this every single week and you'll be able to do this with a few clicks of a few simple buttons. And what you do is you repurpose your full episode into small, viral-worthy, short-form clips that you can post every single day. You might be thinking, I don't know how to do that, Jacob. I don't have time to do that, Jacob, and I don't have the money to outsource it to a video editor, Jacob. Well, what if I told you with one click of an AI button, it can generate an endless amount of viral worthy clips for you from your podcast episode? That is exactly what I do on Descript. Descript is an AI editing software. I'm not sponsored by it. I genuinely use it. That turns your podcast, full podcast episode, into a ton of clips just for you. It just does it for you. It's an absolute game changer. And what that does is it gives you consistency. How does it give you consistency? Well, after you click the amount of clips that you want Descript to make for you, so let's say 10, and then you choose or you optionally put in the topic you want it to find for you. You don't have to do that. You can just let it choose for you. You'll have 10 clips. How can that make you consistent? Because you can schedule those clips every day for 10 days or every other day for 20 days. So you're consistently posting, but you're not going onto your laptop every day and finding a clip and clicking it. You're literally, it's done for you. All you have to do is get AI to generate the clips for you and then schedule those clips every day. And then you're posting consistently. It's that simple. You just get the clips from the full episode by AI doing it for you. And then you have 2 weeks worth of content consistently posting, getting you a new audience, getting you new eyeballs on your show, and potentially indefinitely, the more you do it, getting conversions from short form viewers to long form viewers onto your full episodes. It's an absolute game changer. But how do you schedule those clips very efficiently? Because you might be thinking, okay, well, I've got the script now, and it's generated me the AI clips, but you know, this is going to take me ages to go onto each social media platform, go onto Instagram and schedule it, go onto TikTok and YouTube, LinkedIn, X and YouTube. And do that like separately every single video. Like imagine having 10 videos and then having to go on 4 different platforms to schedule them manually. That's basically 40 videos that you have to schedule yourself. And that's going to not make you consistent because it's going to take too long. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get bored and you stop doing the consistent short form content. So how can you do it all at once? There's this thing called Adobe Express. And I think even the, I think the free version, because I'm pretty sure I have the free version, it gives you a content calendar. And all you need to do is link your Adobe Express to your LinkedIn, your Twitter, your TikTok, and your Instagram, your Facebook. And then you go onto your calendar, say it's the 11th of August, you click the plus button, and then you upload your 30-second clip, and then it has the option of share to. And then if you've linked all of your social media accounts to your Adobe Express, you'll just click all of them there because they'll be there for you. You'll write the caption, you'll schedule what time, or you'll post it straight away. And it's literally posted that clip to every single social media platform all at once. So that saves you 75% of your workflow time. It saves you so much time. And you just repeat that for the next 10 clips over those 10 days. And then you just forget about it. And then you're getting views and posting content whilst you sleep. That is what I call ultimate leverage for your podcast, and will help you become consistent. Because if you did it separately, every day you just posted, you were like, okay, I'm going to just post a short form clip every day at 5 p.m. How long do you think that would last? You'll do it for 3 days, and then, oh, you'll have dinner with your parents, and then, oh shit, I forgot to post at 5 p.m. I said I was going to post at 5 p.m. I completely forgot. Or you'll be, you know, at the gym or in the sauna, and you'll be chilling, you'll check the time, and it's 5 p.m. and you'll be like, oh, I was meant to post. I'll do it when I get back. And you get back and it's 7 p.m. You're tired, you're hungry, you cook dinner, and then you go to sleep, and then you realize the next day, oh shit, I completely forgot to post it. And then you the habit is broken, you've completely forgotten about it. If you just spend a couple hours, it can literally be half an hour, but 1 to 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, repurposing the content of that episode, of your podcast episode, and then scheduling it all at once on Adobe Express, that's 3 hours of your day taken, but 3 weeks worth of content scheduled that you don't have to remind yourself to do. It's an absolute no-brainer. And how does that make you consistent? Well, you're posting podcast clips every day. That's consistency. That's working on something every single day for the amount of time you've scheduled it for the amount of clips you've done. You know, like just from 3 hours of repurposing and scheduling, it's an absolute game changer and will allow you to be consistent in your show and therefore get a big audience faster. Also, just as a caveat, it doesn't allow you to post on YouTube Shorts directly. So, you know, I said you can link your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your Instagram, your Facebook, your TikTok. It doesn't allow you to link your YouTube as far as I'm aware, but all you need to do then is, once you've done the Adobe Express scheduling, just select all the clips from your computer, upload it onto YouTube, and then just copy and paste the descriptions that you did for your videos onto the videos on YouTube. That's like an extra 20 minutes, but you want it to get it on YouTube Shorts as well, because the best way to grow your podcast in this modern era in 2025 and 2026 is through YouTube. So don't miss out on the YouTube Shorts as well. But that's still better than doing it two times, you know, uploading it twice is better than having to upload it 5 or 6 times onto every single platform. So yeah, save so much time. Super, super good. Super effective. And why will this help you grow your show? Because it's all good being consistent, but if you don't grow your show through it, then what would be the point of doing it? Think of your short form content as a sample. Imagine if you're walking through a shop and they're trying to sell you, the people in the shop are trying to sell you some brownies. Instead of just making you try and buy the full box of brownies straight away, they give you a sample. And then once you've tried that free sample, there's a higher chance of you buying and consuming the entire full box of brownies. Think about the short form content that you post consistently as a sample of your full episode, the full box of brownies. If someone watches a 20-second clip of your podcast, a clip, a sample, if they try that sample and they really like it, they may try a few more samples. They may watch a few more clips on your short form content platform, from your show. They'll watch a few clips from your show. They'll have a few samples. they might really like it. And if they really like it, they might want to try the entire box of brownies. They might want to try the full episodes. And then they really like that. So they follow you and then just continue watching your full episodes and your short form content. That's a new loyal follower. And the only way that you got that loyal follower was from posting a short form clip of your podcast, letting them try it out a few times, and then they convert to a full-time episode listener. That's the number one growth tactic for podcasting in 2025 and 2026. And it allows you to post consistently, because it would be a bit of an ask to post a full episode 7 days a week. But if you clip something and repurpose something from that full episode and then just schedule 20 of those, because it's like a 2-hour episode, so you have loads of potential clips to schedule, that will allow you to post consistently. Why wouldn't you do this? It's basically for free. All you have to do is pay for Descript, which is like $25 a month. But for $25 a month, you can get thousands, millions, 100,000 eyeballs, and then a large amount of potential followers from that. And then that will allow you to get brand deals quicker, allow you to get monetized quicker, and then you can start making money from your show and become a pro podcaster. Why wouldn't you do this? It's an absolute game changer. It allows you to be consistent and grow your show through that consistency. As a bit of an example, one of my repurposed clips got 1 million views on TikTok and 1 million views on Instagram separately. So that's like over 2 million views. And that allowed me to increase my full episode listening audience by 10% just from those two clips. And they were 30 seconds long. From a minute worth of footage, I gained 10% of my audience, my full-time, full-episode listening podcast audience. That's proof to do it. There's no excuse. Just start posting viral content, short-form clips of your podcast consistently. So second, if we want to get these viral short-form clips, then what is the most important task to do that? Well, without the full-length episodes, you're going to have no short-form content that can potentially blow up your show through the viral clip, if it goes viral, to post. We won't have any viral clips to post because there's no full episode to extract the clips from. So recording full podcast episodes every week is your priority to be consistent as a podcaster. And what this allows, like I said, is a consistent, it allows you to gain an audience for your full-time episodes because you'll have loads of short-form content to post every single day from these weekly episodes, but you'll also have an audience who listen to your show every week. If you post it on the same day, for example, Monday mornings, that will put your show into people's habits because they'll listen to it on the Monday at the start of the week when they're going to work. Versus if you posted once a month on a random day at a random time, you're not going to be filtered into and infiltrated into the viewer's habits, their life habits, their daily habits, their weekly habits. Whereas if you're consistently posting once a week at the same time, on the same day, they're going to have a higher chance of returning as a viewer because they'll get used to listening to your content at that point in the week or when they're doing a certain habit like commuting to work on Monday morning. That will increase the loyal audience of your show and they'll have a higher chance of sharing it to people. The algorithm will push it more. And if you combine that with the viral clips you're getting from these weekly recordings of your show, posting those every day as well will again bring more people in and people will get used to seeing your daily content and your podcast content and you will grow your show much faster than sporadically posting your podcast. It just makes so much more sense to do it weekly and will give you consistency and build trust with your audience so they'll listen much more and your audience will grow as a consequence. Also, the more reps you do, the more you record, the better you get at podcasting, the better questions you ask, the better your episodes become. Imagine if you just did like one episode a month, your rate of learning will be much lower than versus doing one or two episodes a week. So I've been able to learn 10 times faster than most beginner podcasters by just consistently recording 1 to 3 times a week. If I did it once a week even, or once a month, I would be way worse at podcasting than I am right now. And I would not be consistent. I'd probably give up because I wasn't good enough, or I wasn't enjoying it, or my videos weren't getting enough of an audience. Like, there's so many reasons why being less consistent and doing less reps at the thing that you meant to be wanting to become, which is a pro podcaster, that if you do less reps, you'll get less strong, less fast. Imagine going to the gym and you go, instead of going once a day, you went once a week. Who's going to get quicker? Who's going to get better? Who's going to get stronger? The person who goes every single day, obviously. It's the same with podcasting. If you do one episode a month versus doing one episode a week, the person who does one episode a week, or 2 episodes a week, or 3 episodes a week, is just going to get better. They're going to learn faster. That's going to compound. And as their skills compound, their audience will compound as a consequence, because there'll be more to consume, there'll be more to binge on, and the conversations will be more engaging because you're doing more practice and getting better. And therefore, you'll get better guests on, because you'll have more proof that you are a podcaster and a good one. And you'll also have more viral clips to repurpose and share with the world, so your show will grow faster. That's the key to consistency. Let me give you a pro example of this from one of the best podcasters out there right now, Stephen Bartlett from A Diary of a CEO. He, for the first 3 years, posted every so often, like once a month. And every time he took a mini hiatus, his show just plateaued. He wasn't getting a loyal fan base. 10 months later, so 3 years and 10 months into his podcasting career, as soon as he started posting once a week, not even twice a week, not even 3 times a week, once a week, his show 10x'd in growth. As soon as he became consistent, as soon as he started doing one thing every day for a week, what happened? His show blew up. And now look at him. He's got 11 million plus subscribers. He's one of the best podcasts out there and makes millions from doing what he loves. The only thing stopping you from that outcome is the fact that you're not posting consistently. You keep stopping. You keep falling off and then returning and then wondering why you're getting 2 views and you're not getting an audience, because you're not posting enough. They're not expecting you to return. You know, you're not in their daily habits. You're not in their weekly habits. If you post consistently, you'll get into their weekly habits and people will enjoy the show more and start listening more. And then the algorithm will push it and then you'll grow and then achieve your dreams of becoming the podcaster that you want to be. And if you're just starting your show, or you want to start your own show and you don't really have an idea of what to do and how can I do it from my bedroom like Jacob's doing it right now, and how can I repurpose it? What sort of content should I consume? What sort of questions should I ask? How can I email guests to get them onto my show? You know, how can I use AI to speed up the process? Top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint course. If you want to become a pro podcaster as a beginner and get the results I did, securing your dream guests and getting millions of views in just as fast time, in a few weeks potentially, top link in the description for that. So consistency is the most important thing in podcasting. If you look at every single top podcaster, if I just name a few of mine, Joe Rogan, Chris Williamson, Diary CEO, Andrew Huberman, Lex Friedman, what did they all do? They all post consistently. You know, you can have the best episode in the world, but if you only post 2 a year, not a lot of people are going to find out about it. You're not going to get a loyal audience and you won't achieve your dreams of becoming a pro podcaster. So the other important tasks, other than recording and repurposing your content, you need to be doing every week to be consistent and grow your show. Because, by the way, being consistent isn't recording a podcast every day. Being consistent is working on the podcast every day, and a lot of other stuff go into it. So let me tell you a few things you must do every week to stay consistent and grow your show. First is finding guests. So researching names that you want to come onto your show. And I've got other videos for that and my course that can run you through the best ways to do that and never run out of guests to have on your show. And then you'll need to cold email guests. So after finding the guest, you'll need to send out emails to a lot of guests so you can get a few yeses and therefore have an episode to record. And then you need to do preparation for that episode. So think of questions, based on the guest expertise and based on things that you want to understand, you think the audience can benefit from. And then after recording that 1, 2, 3 times a week with different guests, you'll need to edit your podcast, which can take a lot of time if you're doing it yourself. But I've got a few tips in my course that will explain that for you, and in other videos that will help you increase the speed of your editing skills using AI to enhance the process and speed up completely. But that will take a lot of your time as well. If you don't have an editor, do that once or twice a week. And then obviously you will need to promote and schedule your show, as well as repurposing it in the process as well. So that's how you work on your podcast every single day. There's a lot of things that you need to do to become a professional. Sorry, my nose is like really tickly right now. It's not just recording. It's not just repurposing. It's all those other tasks as well. And you might be thinking, oh, that's a lot of tasks to do. How do I stay consistent at it? You just do one of those things every single day. You don't have to record your podcast every day to be consistent. You just have to work on one of those things every single day, because they all contribute to growing your show. And if you want the step-by-step, process of how to optimize doing all those things, and you want the exact way I do those things that have helped me grow my show super fast and be consistent whilst doing it, and you want my email templates that allow me to get guests at a really high rate, you want some AI prompts, you want an ebook, and you want the whole step-by-step video course that runs you through the exact process I do to consistently churn out podcast episodes and grow my show, even from my bedroom remotely. And you want live weekly calls with me where I give you personalized feedback on how you can grow your show and get results faster. And you want to join a community of ambitious young podcasters, or even old podcasters, just anyone who's also trying to start out their own show and will have a lot of wisdom and accountability to give you in your process of growing, and potentially you can become friends with them as well, then my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint is exactly for you. Top link in the description for that. If you get it right now and you're early to this video, the first 25 people will get it half price. I could be charging this course for thousands of pounds, but right now it's $47. I'm going to double that once we reach 25 people in the community. So get there fast now. You will not regret it. If you want to become a pro podcaster and you have no idea how to do it, and you want to do it from your bedroom, you don't have a studio, and you need some guidance, and you really need results fast to achieve your dreams, this is for you. I don't know any other of my favorite podcasters that have their step-by-step blueprint of the tasks and habits that they use and still use this day, and the mistakes that they made and things that they've learned that help them grow their show from 0 subscribers to millions or thousands or tens of thousands. I'm offering this to you right now at a super, super good price. So if you want your future self to give you a pat on the back and you want to join a community and actually start taking podcasting seriously, top link in the description for that. I'll see you there, hopefully. Goodbye.